I'm Ronnie alongside my amazing co-host Shelby. We're here to keep it real, share our journey, and break down the barriers of imperfection.
We're two business owners flying by the seat of our pants, showing you progress is always more important than perfection.
Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your business to the next level, we've got tips, tricks, and hold my beer moments to get you there.
So grab your favorite brew, sit back, and join us as we navigate the ups and downs of entrepreneurship.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Brewed Business. Today we're diving into a crucial topic, choosing the right name for your business. Because what's in a name? Well, actually a lot. Because the right name sets the tone, attracts the right customers, and defines your brand. And believe me, for somebody who named something before I even realized it was going to be a gift shop, you really want to choose what name you're picking for your shop. So in this episode, Shelby's going to share how she named Hip Finds, added a tagline to upclass her business, and I'll discuss my journey on making my country story a name to remember and not being confused with something else. So grab your favorite brew, sit back, and join us as we explore the ins and outs of choosing the perfect business name. Let's get started.
Boy, get you a little cold brew. You come right to life.
Yep. I just need the caffeine in the system. After my kids have sucked it out of me with a morning routine, the coffee just shoots it right back in.
I love it.
So, Shelby, how did you name Hip Finds?
So, Hip Finds came to be when I made an Etsy site. I wasn't thinking of long-term that this was even going to be anything.
Yeah.
So, it just started as fun. I started my Etsy site, then got into vintage. Even then, I had, like, certain vintage and handmade items that I was attracted to. And then I slowly got into buying and selling vintage. So then I started a business account on my Etsy, and then I started listing things slowly. And then I did pop-ups. I kind of did a debate on a name. I had no idea what I would call any shop that I started.
So did you have, when you first started, did you have a name at all, or were you just kind of like Shelby's?
No, yeah, it wasn't going to be my name. So it was just kind of like, well, Hip Finds is going to be curated. So I knew that I wanted natural body products, candles, just natural products. So then that with artisan-made pottery, artisan-made small little things, and then that mixed with the vintage, where I knew that I wanted it to be known that it was curated goods. So how could I do that? And so the Hip just kind of, it was trendy. I was feeling confident about how I was just personally shopping. It wasn't, nobody was going to know about it. I didn't think anything of it. So I had hipfinds@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll just, so it's not on my personal. When I started selling vintage online, then I added company. I added Co. It was Hip Finds Co. And then elongated the Co. just to make it a little bit more upscale.
What made you do that? Did you interact with people? And
yes, so I had a few when I first moved to Central Ave. So we were tucked away in the Mill Building prior. People who were just discovering me, like weekend shoppers, foot tourists, visitors, people who didn't really seek me out before coming into the shop, weren't really sure. So then that was when I got the feedback, was, what is this? Is this a thrift store? Or, oh, there's vintage stuff in the back. So then I was like, okay, how do I make this more of a cohesive, upscale boutique versus a thrift store? So then that was one way. So I feel like the more modern and the more upscale that we got helped us kind of.
Yeah. So when did you add the tagline? Because when people look at a business and they only can see a name, how do you decide to distinguish yourself with a tagline?
I think that was just to be able to stick out.
Because now it's Hip Finds Co. Lifestyle Boutique.
Lifestyle Boutique, yep. So that was when I was in the Mill. Because then that was when I was like, okay, what is Hip Finds?
Yeah.
I got the feedback from that. So I was like, okay, even the social media, because I was so small and I didn't have any real traffic. I was bringing in the traffic to the Mill Building when I was set up in there. So then that's when I needed people to know exactly what I was by looking at me.
Set the expectation by the name. Because when you see the name with the word boutique, you definitely think higher end curated.
Yep.
Where I think you're right. If you just see hip finds, it could easily be confused as like a thrift store or a more vintage shop that isn't necessarily curated. It might be like a search and find, like one of those stores that has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, or multiple vendors. Or,
yeah. But by adding that, I think you definitely took hip finds and said, I have this luxury style brand that fits into a boutique. And you're not going in there going, oh, I'm going to find some thrifty deal and I'm going to barter at the counter.
Right. Yep. And then the whole lifestyle boutique is also, a lot of people still classify that as clothing. So true. Then that, okay, how do I know people aren't coming in here? Because that was another thing when we first moved to Central Ave, people would be like, oh, I thought this was clothes.
Oh, yeah.
So there are certain things. There is another vintage clothing store up the road that was new in town, but to make sure that we were definitely separated and not confused. So then that was the same thing where it's like lifestyle boutique. You know, you're not saying clothing boutique. Mm-hmm. So you know that when you're coming in, you're going to find home decor. You're going to find products for your house or your home.
Yeah, I mean, you're not the only shop that has vintage downtown, so it really is smart to distinguish yourself so that if someone is looking for something that is a little more curated, that's a gift that may come from a different era than some of the other gift shops, like they know what to expect when they come into your shop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a multi-vendor shop in town also, so they have a little bit of different aesthetic. Every vendor brings a little bit. There's certain vendors of vintage where they have their own aesthetic, so it's nice. When I curated, I was naturally pulled towards certain pieces. So there's brass, there's pottery, there's unique items that you can't really find anywhere else. So that's where I was naturally gravitated towards. So that's one of those things also that I knew that I wanted to offer in my shop.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would love to say that for My Country Story, we had come up with this name after some grand branding curation, but it's not. So My Country Story actually came from, my husband was blogging about, he had this vision down the road that he wanted to own a farm and he wanted to have animals. And so he was following the growth of his daughter and him and then me and what was going on in our lives. And so it was a blog. So My Country Story made sense. And then we did a date night. We made some candles and then we named the company My Country Story. That's what we put on all the candles that we were making at the time. And so we would then go to fairs and we started adding his woodworking in. And so we were at markets as My Country Story. And then years later, when we decided to open the brick and mortar store, we're like, oh, well, obviously we'll just keep the same name. It's still us.
Yeah.
So we opened the store and I mean, this December will be 6 years that we've had our brick and mortar. And I still have people who say My Country Store. They will literally be standing in the shop on the phone telling their friends, oh yeah, I'm down the street at My Country Store. There's a sign behind our register that says My Country Store. There's 3 vinyl decals on our, our windows that say My
it's
Country Story.
It's a Y, not an E.
It's a Y, not an E. And it's funny. And our regulars will correct people. And I don't mind anymore. But I've come to find it as like a little inside joke. But it's a good way to tell why we have our name. But it's funny because you don't think of things like that when you're starting your business necessarily. And sometimes maybe sit back and say, what else will people say if they're looking at your name quickly? We don't mind it because it's still kind of, we still talk about ourselves in some of our content. So we are still telling our story, but it's just interesting to see 6 years later, people are still saying My Country Store. And we have a little bit of a country aesthetic, you know, we're a little more farmhouse handmade. But it's important to think through a name so that people aren't confused. Or we've also dealt with misdirected emails a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So people will go to send us an email. It's info@mycountrystory.com. They'll email info@mycountrystore.com, and then we don't get it. And then they're like, hey, I emailed you last week. Let's double check. So my staff is educated on making sure that they identify there's a Y
in email when they're telling people, oh, here's our email address, just so it's clear.
That is funny though, because my original email that I made that was just hip finds for my Etsy for personal shopping, I still get will get business because people will drop the co and they in the email. So I have both. But sometimes when I'm like, I haven't, or I'm expecting an email, where is it? I'm like, I think I know what they did. And so I do have the other one. So I'm able to check it. But
So that's a really smart thing to do, is if you can foresee an error happening, to either grab that extra URL and redirect it to your main one, or grab that email address and have it redirect to your main email box so that you're not missing out if somebody makes that error. But that's a
Kind of
good
like
point.
Google, if you miss an O, you're still going to end up on Google because they've claimed both pages or all the sites that are close to it. You still land there.
Well, and that's another thing when choosing a name, you really need to search online to see what else populates. So if you right now, I mean, we've been in the business for over 10 years now, so when you do search My Country Story, what comes up is us. But say you just typed in hip finds, people might not find you right away when you first were looking for the name. So you got to either develop that or see what else populates. I think a good example would be like the name Surf, which you and I have talked about. If, say, you're creating a business and you name it Surf because it has a nautical theme. Well, Surf could be a surf shop. It could be a restaurant by the sea. It could be a boutique. It could be all these things. And depending on if you have a tagline or identify where you are, you really should be aware if someone types that in, are they going to find you? Or are you going to just fade into the abyss of what is Google? So you need to really see what else populates when someone searches whatever name you're looking at. Make sure also, is the URL even available? Because you can go through all this process, go to get your URL after you've gotten your business name, and it's taken.
So you're gonna have to, add something too. There's little variations that you can do as well, but I think that is also a whole thing because the social media world. You have to make sure that the name is available there, but then in whatever state that you are registering your business also needs to be available. So I could be a whole state over if I have a surf boutique and there's a surf restaurant and then the next state over, it's still available. But then yeah, you hop onto social media. Well, there could be a million surfs taken from all over, from all of the coastal areas. East Coast, West Coast, down south, anywhere. So then, yeah, a little bit of a distinction there. You might have to say where you are or what you are specifically on your tag or your handle. So then you are easily findable.
That's true. You could then be, say, Surf Boutique NH. But keep in mind, if there's five other surf boutiques, are your customers going to find you, or are they going to click on the other shops? So it's worth it to take the time to see. And it's so hard if you've got your heart set on a name to then change it. But it's better to do that now in the beginning, unless you're willing to try to buy these people out of their usernames and their URLs. How important is it to you that that is your name?
And then some, even on Instagram, for example, people will create these handles and they use them for different things. You want to lock them down, but people will sit on them and never do anything with them. So then I would, if you have your heart set on something, you could easily, I wouldn't say don't not reach out to somebody, but be like, hey, are you actually using this? Can I either buy it off of you or is it,
Or
for
can
a
you change your
smaller, or can
name?
you just change your name? And then with Instagram and social media, you are able to change your name or your handle, but only so many times.
And sometimes
But that's
there's
something to
time
keep in
restrictions
mind.
too. Like you can only change it this many times within like 6 months or 2 months or whatever, because they don't want you just bebopping changing your handles. The point is to get a handle that you're going to use and curate and brand.
So if you're gonna say the blah blah blah, you should do the blah 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 for every single thing, or if you take it out or not.
No, that's a good point. So if you are creating an Instagram, a Facebook, a website, you want it to all be cohesive. If you're putting a the in there, the should be in all of your username handles. If you're putting NH in them, it should be in all of them, or Maine, or whatever state you're from, VT. Or if you want to have it hip Hip Finds Co. versus Hip Finds. Make sure it's the same across all your platforms. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, someone's thinking about your Instagram handle. Mm-hmm. They go to email you. It's something different. Their URL is something different because mm-hmm. it's got the word shop in it. You want to make it as easy for your customers to find you as possible. And it also helps with your marketing too. So yep. say you've got a business card. It's all the same across there. Yep. So they know
easily it's easily searchable.
So if you're on social media, Facebook and Instagram, I make sure that our profile picture is the same on both so that if someone's going between platforms, they're not confused. Mm-hmm. They know, oh, this is what I'm looking for. This is the one I'm going to click on in case multiples pop up. Mm-hmm. I do want to go back to the tagline thing though, because I think that's important to distinguish who you are, and you can also add those into your profile.
Your bio.
Your bio. Thank you, Shelby. For My Country Story, ours is local handmade gifts. So you know what to expect for us. You know you're going to find local items, you're mm-hmm. going to find handmade items, and you're going to find gifts. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find all that here. And I think that helps to distinguish us from the idea that we might be a country store. So you're not expecting to come in and find, dark wood walls. And I mean, we do have a food section, but we don't have a food section mm-hmm. Where I think a lot of country stores might get that feel and vibe. So I think it's really important to make sure your whole name, everything, the whole picture says the same thing.
It's giving, yep, a little appetizer of what your whole shop is about.
I love that. An appetizer.
A little appetizer, couple crumbs. Little taste test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little
before they even, walk in.
Because it's daunting as a customer, to walk past a shop, think you know what you're walking into, walk in and go, ooh, this isn't what I was expecting.
Not expecting at all.
Yeah. So you want to set an expectation for your customers so that they know what to expect. And that way you get the right customers coming in.
Mm-hmm. So if there's something that you gravitate towards more, and things that are authentically part of what you're about and who you are, and that's creating your brand, you got to stick with it. Oh, so even certain things, even on social media, if I have a new product, I use the exact same new product in shop button. Thank goodness they don't remove it and it's still there after all of the updates. But same thing, even I would add a little sparkle to some of my my glassware, my drinkware. I use that same sparkle consistently.
Yep.
So you will see same font, same everything. I'm not changing the background. Everything is the same to keep it consistent. If you're flipping through, you see new product in shop, you're going to know that that's Hip Finds without even knowing. Just by that one icon that I didn't even make myself.
Yeah. But you're consistent with it.
And then when I started pop-ups here and there, I also consistently would get eucalyptus on a weekly basis. So I would do shower bunches. Well, I went somewhere, I'm talking over an hour and a half away from where I would normally set up at an event. And somebody was coming down. I was in a barn and somebody was like, I knew exactly who you are, who you were by seeing the eucalyptus on there. But I branded, so even my husband looked at me kind of in shock, and he was like, how do they? And I was like, that's branding right there. That's consistent branding. They know who I am by shower bundles being advertised.
Their expectations have been set, and so they know what to look for.
Yep, exactly.
Just in a giant
truck.
Their brakes on.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Brewed Business. We hope you found our tips on choosing the right business name helpful. Remember, a thoughtful name can set the tone and attract the right customers. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to Brewed Business on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. Follow us on Instagram at Brewed Business Podcast for more tips and updates. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep brewing success.
See you then.
Take care.